Colin Livingston join us. And Colin, of course, the racing world, they're back on. Lots of racing going on. We'll get to that. But the big news for NASCAR, because it potentially could hit them in the bottom line, and that's where, to me, you know you're trying to make a change, where they announced that they are banning all Confederate flags at all of their races, and especially at Talladega. Like, that's a pretty big thing for NASCAR to do.
Yeah, I mean, these, you know, obviously we spend a lot of time, you know, racing is what I love, and you know, fortunate to be able to do this. These are not necessarily the kinds of stories that I like doing, but I think this is, you know, it's obviously an important time in you know, world history, and these are definitely the moves that need to happen. I mean, yeah, there's going to be a percentage of people who, you know, right now are very vocal and saying that, you know, despite the fact that they've identified themselves as NASCAR fans, that they're going to walk away from the sport if they don't get to fly their Confederate flags at the track. You know, the flip side of that is, I think NASCAR is really, first of all, they're doing the right thing. I don't think that, you know, people should be able to advertise brand, you know, brandish anything that could potentially make somebody, you know, feel unwelcome. You know, racing is really about inclusion. It's about, you know, providing a source of entertainment for everybody. But I really think that this is going to open NASCAR up to more sponsors and more more revenue, because they're clearly taking actions to help include more people in the sport.
Do you think this was something that had been on the horizon for a while?
My instinct says no. I think this is probably more of a reaction, but there's been a lot of change over the last few years at the executive of NASCAR. So, you know, I haven't been around the bigwigs for a couple of years. We typically head down to Charlotte towards the end of our Pinty's season, and we get a little bit more of the behind the scenes of what's going on there. I guess it doesn't matter why it's happening. I just think it's right that it's happening.
Yeah, it is something that, you know, it's going to be interesting. Now, NASCAR, Talladega, I think they're allowing a set amount of fans, correct?
That I don't know. Okay.
I thought I saw somewhere that maybe there would be upwards of 5,000 fans or something at the Talladega race later on. I could be wrong on that. I have to double check. But it will be interesting to see, you know, how it's being received. Like, you know, we saw one of the truck drivers, Ciccarelli, say that he's done at the end of the year, which I find rather interesting because, A, well, you're not that competitive to begin with. Well, if you were that upset, why would you wait till the end of the year? Why would you just walk away now?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. You know, regardless of where he sits or where his ability is, I mean, the fact is that he's a, you know, a Gander outdoor, you know, RV series truck driver. That's his sole income. That's really his whole thing. You know, to walk away from your entire career because, you know, your sanctioning body is saying we want to move in a direction that makes more people feel comfortable and that promotes a more welcoming environment, and you walk away from that is I think it's kind of silly. I mean, you know, great for him for taking a stand, but I wouldn't say that that's the hill that I would want to die on.
Joined by Colin Livingston, Cantor Racing Report. Colin, looking over to IndyCar, Scotty Dixon really put a clinic on Saturday night, didn't he?
Boy, in the words of Edmonton legend Rod Phillips, he put on a grade A ass whomping, you know, used a whole can of whoop ass on the field. I mean, I've seen some pretty commanding performances in my time around open wheel racing. I don't ever remember a driver being able to dominate like that on an oval. You know, typically Texas promotes pretty close racing and the draft keeps the cars together. So you're not able to really pull away from anyone. It's not really pack racing, but in general, as long as you're hooked up with another car, you're able to kind of pull up to the guys up front. When Scotty got clean air on the car, he rode behind Joseph Newgarden for about 40 laps at the start of the race. Once he got out, he drove away. I mean, without without any, it seemed like it was a pretty effortless performance, but I mean, at one point he opened up a 10-second lead, which is like just, it's crazy. It's like, you know, building up a 10-goal lead in hockey. It's kind of unheard of.
I'd never seen a 10-second lead. I can't remember the last time. I don't even know what the record would be in IndyCar for the biggest lead at any one point. But that's in recent memory. That's got to be right up there. Now, moving to NASCAR, and of course their big one. Now, Altdinger won the Xfinity race at Atlanta. That surprise you at all?
Way super surprised. I mean, Allmendinger, you know, he is probably as talented a race car driver as has been in the sport in the last, you know, 20 years. The guy is just built top to bottom, head to toe on talent, but he's had some issues. You know, he had some off-track stuff with an impaired charge. He was suspended for a period of time for a substance abuse issue. But the guy, you know, at the end of the day, can just drive. He's in a part-time ride with a, you know, quote-unquote lower budget team. So to come out and put that win up, you know, he's won before on road courses, which is really what he's known for. But yeah, that was great. I mean, AJ, you know, I've had the privilege of getting to meet him a handful of times. I can't say that I know him, but he's always been a really, really outgoing, you know, really kind person. So it's nice to see something happen to a really good guy.
I'm interested to find out what is the impact on a low budget team when a guy wins a race like that maybe is a surprise.
Surprise for sure. It's a great payday because the you end up with a decent purse for winning, but the coverage that you get really opens things up. If you've got potential sponsors who are sitting on the sidelines, all of a sudden it's like, hey, you know, we told you we're a good team. Now stroke us a check. Like let's put something together. So hopefully they're able to capitalize on that as well. But yeah, I mean, you know, all these teams, I mean, the guys work so hard. It's cliche at this point because, you know, every time you hear a driver interview, they thank their crews. So people kind of stop listening to it, but man, these like crews work nonstop. Like they're perpetually, servicing, tweaking, tuning, testing these cars to get these little micro advantages. So it's great for those guys who work and, you know, they obviously found something on their mile and a half package that, helped AJ get that win.
And Colin, locally, big news for a lot of racing. I know local racing's back up and running, and the off-camber Carters next Wednesday is the first race. Now, I don't know what the rules are yet for attendance or anything like that, but the racers will be back on track. How has your training gone? Are you expecting to be on the track in the right weight class?
Like I said, I got to do a test about, a couple weeks ago before we got shut down. I rolled across our lighter weight category is 397 pounds, and that's not driver by himself. That actually includes the go-kart. So, I haven't ballooned up that much, but, before I put on my racing gear, and to be fair, my kart didn't have a lot of fuel in it. I stood on the scales at the test at 397 pounds exactly. So once I put my racing gear on, that's going to add a couple of pounds, but I honestly lost my motivation for training with the uncertainty. I've got about a week here to get to try and make some gravy, and hopefully we can hit the ground running. I mean, the new category that I'm in, the lighter category, we've got so many awesome drivers. This is not going to be a year that I have a hope of a championship or, you know, if I end up finishing in the top three on any given night, it's going to be because a lot of guys had issues. But I mean, our drivers like Noel Dowler, Jared Friesen went to the World Finals last year, Matthew Taskinen, who, we've talked about in the past, he's doing a lot of, professional level racing. He's going to race with us this year. I'm just going to have a really good seat to be able to watch some really good racing.
Well, enjoy it. Enjoy the sauna this weekend, or running in a garbage bag, or whatever you need to do to shed a few lbs. Good luck with that, and we'll find out how it goes next Thursday.
Yeah, Bradley Cooper style there.
All right, that's Colin Livingston.